You're listening to SBS News.
He's been loved, hated and admired all at the same time and been able to take it all in his stride. His first round loss to Michael Zarafa this month prompting him to call it a day.
Just trying to say, what a ride, man, what a ride. It's been nearly three decades, it's been a long time, you know. Obviously, I'm here to announce my retirement from sport. I just want to say I'm not the cocky, sort of brash character that I was when I was younger.
Away from the headlines, though, is a person only those close enough to know him truly get to know. He played State of Origin for New South Wales alongside Andrew Johns. He says the time was right for him to give up boxing, but Johns believes the man nicknamed Chock still has plenty left to give.
I think what he'll achieve now off the field will outshine what he's done in his competitive life on the field and in the ring. You know, he's copped some crap over the years, but history will judge him right, and history will judge him well. Well done, Chock.
It wasn't just sporting figures at his farewell either. Broadcaster Stan Grant's mother is related to Mundine's mother, and he said there are very few people as passionate about Indigenous issues as Mundine.
He's so proud of who he is, the Chock that loves his parents, loves his community, loves his country, has spoken honestly to his country about where this country fails because he loves this country. He wants this country to be better.
Mundine is a three-time boxing world champion at different weights, following a successful rugby league career. In addition to playing Origin, he also won a Super League title in 1997 with the Brisbane Broncos, but he did have regrets. Not being picked to play for Australia in rugby league was one of them, and he famously reduced his chances of making a bigger boxing impact in the United States with controversial comments in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Mundine said America had brought the attacks on itself.
If I offended anybody in my career, you know, honestly, I'm sincerely sorry. Find it in your heart to forgive me. You know, like I said, I'm a changed man. I'm a different type of cat. As you get older, you get more mellow.
But his impact here reignited the local boxing scene. His fight with Danny Green is still the highest-grossing pay-per-view fight in Australian boxing history. Figures from other sports, including cricket, AFL and around the world, pay tribute to Mundine. 11-time world surfing champion Kelly Slater, appearing via a recorded video message, as well as a surprise phone call.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, bro. Legend.
Yeah, man.
I'll have to come see you one day, Zap. I'm going to surf. I'm
a
surfer.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you need a third career.
His impact was wider than just rugby league and boxing, too. Among others paying tribute today were AFL player Michael O'Loughlin and Australia's cricket coach Justin Langer.
Mate, you're a great man, great athlete, great boxer, mate, and most importantly, great Australian. Respect, mate, and hopefully we can catch up again soon in the future. Good luck in the next chapter of your life, mate.
Mundine will now be turning his attention to helping Indigenous youth in his work with his own Indigenous artwork-inspired street sign company.
You know, MGM, we're doing big things. We've got roadside barriers, hoardings in that space, and obviously job opportunities for my brothers and sisters out there.
He's talked the talk of Indigenous causes all his athletic career. Now he's set to walk the walk. John Baldock, SBS News.